Thank you so much.
जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाराचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतशील ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाराचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतशील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण प्रेम श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण बबू अपिनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। मथुरा धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। यमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam. नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय उदीरये नष्ट प्रायेश भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवयां భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోప కుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 12 చాప్టర్ ఎంటైటిల్ బర్త్ ఆఫ్ ఎంపరర్ పరీక్షిత్ టెక్స్ట్ 28. జిజ్ఞాసిత యథాత్మయార్థార్థో మునేర్వ్యాసరసుతాదసో ఇత్వేదం నృపగంగాయాం యాసతి తదా అదా కుతో భయం. జిజ్ఞాసితాత్మ యథార్థసో మునేర్వ్యాస సుతాదసో హిత్వేదం నృపం గంగాయాం యాసది అధా కుతో భయం. జిజ్ఞాసితాత్మ యథార్థార్థో మునేర్వ్యాసం సుతాదసో హిత్వేదం నృప గంగాయాం యాసతి అద్వా కుతో భయం. Matajis, కుతో భయం. జిజ్ఞాసిత హ్యావింగ్ ఎన్క్వైర్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ యథార్థ రైట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ మునే ఫ్రమ్ ద లర్నెడ్ ఫిలాసఫర్ వ్యాస సుతాత్ ద సన్ ఆఫ్ వ్యాస అసో హీ హిత్వా విటింగ్ ఇదం దిస్ మెటీరియల్ అటాచ్మెంట్ నృప ఓ కింగ్ గంగాయాం ఆన్ ద బ్యాంక్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్యాంజెస్ యాస్యతి విల్ గో అధా డైరెక్ట్లీ అకుత భయం ద లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్లెస్నెస్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: After inquiring about proper self-knowledge from the son of Vyasadeva, who will be a great philosopher, he will renounce all material attachment and achieve a life of fearlessness. Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. Material knowledge means ignorance of the knowledge of one's own self. Philosophy means to seek after the right knowledge of one's own self or the knowledge of self-realization. Without self-realization, philosophy is dry speculation or a waste of time and energy. Srimad Bhagavatam gives the right knowledge of one's own self. And by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one can get free from material attachment and enter into the kingdom of fearlessness. This material world is fearfulness. Its prisoners are always fearful as within a prison house. In the prison house, no one can violate the jail rules and regulations, and violating the rules means another term of extension of prison life. Similarly, we in this material world, material existence, are always fearful. This fearfulness is called anxiety. Everyone in the material life, in all species and varieties of life, is full of anxieties, either by breaking or without breaking the laws of nature. Liberation or mukti means getting relief from these constant anxieties. This is possible only when the anxiety is changed to devotional service of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the chance to change the quality of anxiety from matter to spirit. This is done in the association of learned philosopher, like the self-realized Sukadev Goswami, the great son of Sri Vyasadeva. Maharaj Parikshit, after receiving warning of his death, took advantage of this opportunity by association with Sukadev Goswami and achieved the desired result. There is a sort of imitation of this reciting and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam by professional men. And their foolish audience thinks that they will get free from the clutches of material attachment and attain the life of fearlessness. Such imitative hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam is caricature only, and one should not be misled by such a performance of Bhagavatam Saptaha undertaken by ridiculous greedy fellows to maintain an establishment of material enjoyment. ओम अज्ञान्ति मिदंदस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगणललिता श्रीविशाखांश्च च नमां विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु जिनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्राद्धे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा. सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द वैष्णवास असेंबल्ड हियर एंड ऑल दोज हु आर वाचिंग दिस ऑनलाइन. आई सीक देयर ब्लेसिंग्स, सीक द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ गुरु महाराज एंड श्रील प्रभुपाद so that I can speak something which can be enriching. Of course, the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam is always enriching and giving us so many lessons. So in this particular verse and this particular chapter also, this is actually, the background is the birth of Parikshit Maharaj. And after Parikshit Maharaj was born, his grandfather, Yudhishthir Maharaj, he actually invited so many Brahmanas, gave a lot of charity, and a feast was given to all of them. And after doing that, all these brahmanas, they were talking about the wonderful qualities of this child. So so that we can actually understand what are these wonderful qualities of Parikshit Maharaj, the great son of Abhimanyu and Uttara. So in this particular chapter, if we look at this particular verse and the purport, Prabhupada is mainly talking about how Parikshit Maharaj is actually, he renounced his material attachment and he achieved the life of fearlessness. So we will talk something about that part, that how to become fearless in this world. And Srila Prabhupada actually starts talking in this purport about the material knowledge and spiritual knowledge. So all of us, we understand now, after coming to Krishna consciousness, is how the material knowledge has so many limitations. And it is of temporary nature. It can give us some input. It is not that it is that we don't have to have the knowledge. We have to go to schools, colleges and learn so many things which may be required to get certain skills. But the limitation is that none of these schools, none of these colleges, business schools, they don't teach about how to overcome the birth, the real problem, the birth, old age, disease and death. Nobody talks about that. Whereas the spiritual knowledge is, obviously it is permanent. Material knowledge, the theories of all these scientists or scholars, that keep changing. If you study management and you see that in year 2000, they come up with some concept that, okay, things should be done in this particular way. And 2005, then they come up and say, that, no, this is not possible. This is not working. We need to change. So it's not like that in the spiritual knowledge. It gives the foundational values to how to live in this world and leave this world. And of course, practicing this spiritual knowledge is not just by reading the scriptures. We need the guidance. We need a spiritual mentor who can tell us how actually we can lead this life. Right? And Prabhupada said that anything can happen in this world. The whole world can get annihilated. But these three books, these three scriptures, if they are there, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, nothing is lost in this world. So that is the kind of importance which is there to for the scriptures and the spiritual knowledge which we have. And most important differentiation which is given here is that the spiritual knowledge gives the knowledge of self, the real self. The material knowledge also can give us the knowledge, but that knowledge is primarily, maximum it can be that what is the kind of type 1 person, type 2 person, all those kind of things will come. The psychology of a personal person can come. But the real self, that is the knowledge of the soul, that is given in the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, the catch is that, okay, one can understand and we can learn all these scriptures. But what is the purpose of doing this? There are so many colleges, universities which have this topic of philosophy and they learn so much of philosophy. The purpose of that is to debate and get an intellectual kick out of that. Nothing else. And so many conferences may take place. But real purpose of this is to get the real self-realization. And that's why Prabhupada writes in this purport that without self-realization, this philosophy is like a dry speculation. That's what he says. And I recently came across one nice quote by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And he wrote very beautifully. And he says that intellectualization of scriptural study is not very impressive to a saint. Intellectualization of scriptural study is not very impressive to a saint. Realization is impressive to a saint. And realization is manifested. This is very important. That realization, how do we know that? Many times we say that what is self-realization? That, okay, I know who I am. Am I? Okay, I am the soul. That's it. Done. No need further. But no, he says that Realization is manifested through humility and devotion. So unless we realize that, okay, why humility and why devotion? We have to ultimately understand who is the Supreme Lord and who is the real controller. When we realize that He is the real controller and we are not, which we try to, then we will become humble, really humble. And then we will have a devotion that, okay, oh, He is such a great personality. So we have to have some devotion to serve Him. And this is the most important principle which Radhanath Swami Maharaj was talking in this particular quote. So we'll talk something as we are, we'll go through this journey of how to become fearless. So to go to that fearless, first let us understand what is fear. So in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, many quotes are there that Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Dukkhalayam Ashvashatam. Krishna says that the nature of this material world is Dukkhalayam Ashvashatam. It is full of miseries. And where there is full of miseries, obviously there has to be a fear. And even the seventh canto, in one of the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about the different vargas, upper vargas and per vargas. So the per varga, he talks that material life is about per varga, the five stages, five different states actually of suffering. And so that is represented by per, for, ba, ba, ma. Like in our school days, probably we might have learnt about this pa, fa, ba, ba, ma. So he talks about pa means parishram. So what is parishram? It's a very hard labor. And we can see that in today's world, everyone is struggling. Everybody is doing this hard labor. Even the children also, even the old people also. What to talk about young people? The school-going children, they are carrying so many things, so many books, so much of studies. Today, IIT studies start right in the school. So much of pressure which is there. So hard labor starts there. And when you are doing hard labor, then comes the pho, that the phena, foam from the mouth. So Prabhupada gives many times example of how a horse is, or you know, struggling, he's running. And of course, with that, he's foaming from the mouth. And we can see that so much of struggle, we don't have practically any time for our own life. So that is phena. Then bha comes. Bha means vyarthata, that is disappointment. With all these efforts, all these struggles, ultimately comes is the disappointment. It's not that always disappointment, but most of the time there is a disappointment. There is some amount of disappointment will be always there. We may have expectation that, okay, we will do this, we will achieve this. After doing so much of work, you know, in the work life actually, people feel that, oh, I should have got promotion. I should have got this position or that position, or I should have got this marks for the students. But there is a disappointment. And then comes the bha and ma. And bha stands for fear and ma stands for mrityu. Bhai and mrityu, which are fear and death. So that is how this whole material world is consisting of pa, fa, bha, bha, ma. And with this, the fear, which is again one of the negative kind of emotion, which is available, which is there all over. So What could be the causes? What are the different causes? Now, this is one aspect which is we can look at it. That worrying of the future is one of the causes for the fear. Nowadays, people, not nowadays, actually it is like this only in the material world. We are thinking about the past. Okay, this should have happened, that. And then we keep, you know, lamenting that, okay, This should have happened in this particular way, and then we struggle for that emotions. Or we are thinking about the future. What will happen? This will happen or not? That will happen. I have planned so many things. And that is where, and that is what even happens during our japa time also many times. Now we are thinking what happened yesterday and what is my plan for tomorrow. And we are not in the present. So we are not connected with the holy name also. So this is one of the things which keeps happening, that we keep worrying about the future. And especially a person who doesn't have the knowledge of the philosophy or the who have not read Bhagavatam or they understand the philosophy in Krishna consciousness, they don't know what is there for them after the death. They may know, okay, that okay, there after either there could be death is the end of everything, or after death something will happen. There is no knowledge about that. So, but the devotee at least he knows that okay, I in this life I have practiced my Krishna consciousness. Somewhere I have done my bit of it, and I will definitely get some benefit of that, right? Or at least I can go back to the spiritual world. So this is one aspect of worrying about the future. The second thing which causes the fear is absorption of illusionary energy. So Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto in 2nd chapter 37 verse it is mentioned, Bhayam Dvitiya Abhiniveshataha Syat. So this Dvitiya is what? Dvitiya means apart from Krishna, apart from the Lord. So when Abhiniveshita, when we are absorbed in something else than the Lord, that is what is called Maya or the illusionary energy of the Lord. And when the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, there is an illusion. When you are looking at the light, there is a light, you see brightness. And as soon as you turn away, there is a darkness. And that is another cause of fear. Because it's a very bewildering and fearful condition, you know, because of the effects of the illusion or Maya. Third, which is type of another cause of fear, is endless uncertainty. Recently, all of us went through this phase of COVID and people did not know what is going to happen. People were dying or falling sick, getting complicated with their health. So, this is again the three modes of material nature. They are working continuously. And endless uncertainty is there. The darkness which is there. So, if we enter a room, and we go, if it is a familiar room, at least we know where we stay. And even if there is a darkness, we can just move around somehow. But imagine a situation where you are entering a place which is completely dark and which is not known to you. What is going to happen? You will stumble, you will fall, you may get hurt, anything may happen. So I remember like once there was a construction which was going on, and this is a case long back. And the person who was going there, he just opened the door thinking that, okay, there was a dark place, thinking that, okay, now I will enter the room. And it was a duct area and there was nothing in front of that. And actually he fell down. So that is the kind of darkness can cause. So this is endless uncertainty. And because of this uncertainty, you know, all of us can get into that fearful condition. So fear can only exist when we are forgetful of the truth. And the real truth is Krishna. And he's the cause of all causes. The very cause of everything that we know. So These are different causes, you know, where the fear can take place. Now let us try and understand what are the different type of fears which are there. So one of the fear, there are five types. One of the fear is a fear of extinction. Fear of extinction means fear of death or annihilation or ceasing to exist. So this is a panicky feeling. You know, like if you go on a top of a very tall high-rise building and we stand there, and what happens from the edge? There is no support. There is nothing which is tied to us. There is nothing to hold. What is the kind of panicky situation? Just imagine ourselves. You know, so that is the fear of extinction. And many times, many devotees, they go to Ahobilam and we visit Ugrastambha. Right at the top, you know, of course nowadays it is well protected But earlier days it was not so. And there is a wind. It's such a height that, you know, people, the wind can just take away the person. And so much of fear which is there. Anxiety that, okay, I may die. So we'll just try to see that how different personalities, like a person who is practicing devotional service, a devotee, and a person who is not, how they deal with such kind of fear. That also we will see. So, some examples from the scriptures. So Hiranyakashipu, he was always in that fear of extinction. That I will die. I don't want to die. And for that, I will do everything and anything. So that's why he did tapasya and tried to please Brahmaji and asked boons from him. The insurance he wanted, that okay, nothing should happen for me. That is his fear, death, of death. And exactly opposite was his son, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was put, Hiranyakashipu himself wanted to kill him by so many ways. He tried all different types of putting him to the pit of snake, putting him under the feet of elephant, under in the fire. So many things he tried, giving him poison. And Prahlad Maharaj was having the faith that Lord will protect. He did not have the fear that, okay, I will die, what will happen? So that is the opposite of, you know, how he counteracted this fear of extinction. The second type of fear is the fear of mutilation. In other words, fear of losing any part of our body or dysfunctioning of body. Now, many times people talk that, okay, let me die, there is no problem. But let me not, you know, get bedridden and suffer and make others also suffer. So that is this kind of fear, no? Losing the integrity of any body organ. So, here we'll just look at the example of Mrugari. So, Mrugari, when he was killing the animals, innocent animals, and not just killing them, actually the way he was killing, that he was actually cutting their limbs and made them suffer, let them bleed to the death. That is the most horrible way of killing somebody. And he was doing this. And when Narad Muni came to meet him, Narad Muni gave him a visual picture of his future, what is going to happen to him. He said that you are doing this, this karma is going to come back. And all these animals, they are going to kill you the same way. So it was not just a visual, it is a virtual reality, a simulation basically. The pilots, they undergo simulation. So Narad Muni gave the first simulation experience to Mrugari, that what is going to happen to him. And when he started experiencing that his body parts are going to be cut, removed, and then he started getting that fear. So that is Mrugari's condition. And whereas we can look at the other personalities like Hanumanji, when he went to Lanka and he was caught, of course, by the soldiers of Ravana, and he was not fearful at all. He was tied down and his tail was set on fire. So he was not worried what will happen to my tail. And he just, all of us know how he taught a lesson to Ravana and his team. And Dadichi was asked for the bones. Imagine somebody coming and asking you, I need your bones. So, but he did not have that fear. He just gave it. So that is the fear of mutilation. Then the third type of fear is the fear of loss of autonomy. Or fear of being restricted or entrapped. You know, of losing control. That I don't have any control. That fear is there. Many times this happens when we first came into Krishna consciousness. Probably people come and tell us, aapko chai coffee chhodna padega, onion garlic chhodna padega, no drinking, no this, no that. And when somebody tells you, the fear of, you know, losing that autonomy. I wanted to do so much. I was enjoying so much. On top of that, you tell that, okay, two hours chanting, 16 rounds. What will I do my life? One of my friends recently met me after a long time. I said, tu kya kar raha? You are wasted your life. You are not enjoying. So that is the kind of fear of losing the autonomy. So we can see in Ramayana how Kaikeyi, you know, when she got to know that Lord Ram is going to be the king, she felt the same fear that I am not going to be in control. My son Bharat is not going to be in control. So again, you know, of course the mantra, she instigated the whole thing. And she was that fear, and then she went and asked for that boon, that okay, I want protection for my son. And her own son, Bharat Maharaj, he did not want all these things. Bharat Maharaj actually went to Lord Ram that, okay, I want to be with you, I want to serve you. And when Lord Ram gave him the most difficult task of going back to Ayodhya and doing the service, which is most difficult when all people are hating you, and he was sitting there and doing that service. He was not allowed to go off that place. So he had to, the autonomy of that. So many times devotees also feel that, okay, I want to do this particular service. And they are told, no, you can't do this. You have to go and do this particular service. And they feel, oh no, that, you know, I did not want. This is really, really boring service. That is the kind of things which may happen. So this autonomy is even of the position also. Like Indra also was kind of, whenever any sage started doing tapasya, he started becoming insecure, right? That my position will be taken away. Or in Bhagavatam, Bharat Maharaj, he actually, you know, renounced his kingdom and went to the forest to do his tapasya. And it is said that he just gave up that kingdom, Malavat. Like how the stool is gone and we don't look at that stool. That is the way he was looking at that. The fourth type of fear is fear of separation or fear of abandonment or rejection, loss of connectedness. That is the fear of separation. And here we can see that how Chitraketu, he wanted to have a son, and so much of efforts and everything got the son who was named as Harshashoka. And the separation which he and his wife, they suffered, that is the fear of separation. He did not want that to go. And Shivas Thakur in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the episode comes how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing there and Shivas Thakur, his son dies and all his like relatives and wife, they are crying. And he goes and tells that, okay, you do not disturb. Let the leela of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continue. You are causing disturbance. So of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a Lord, got to know about this. Of course, we cannot imitate. But that is the fear of separation. At least, he was at the awareness that what is this personality? They are not the body, they are the soul. He was at that level. And the last and the fifth type of fear is the fear of ego death. So ego death is a fear of humiliation. We don't want to face that humiliation that, okay, I slipped and I failed in front of so many people in physical manner or any other manner. So that fear of shame, you know, that is the ego death. And in Mahabharata, Vidura was constantly telling Dhritarashtra that your son Duryodhan is useless. Get rid of him. But he was not willing to listen to that. Somehow blinded with things. And that is where, that was one time when Vidura told Dhritarashtra in front of Duryodhan that this son of yours is useless. And that was such a destructive thing for Duryodhan. He just couldn't take it. So that is like killing of the dead. And another example, other opposite example is Ramchandra Puri. He had the habit of going and criticizing devotees. And we went to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his house, and he saw the ants crawling there. And he came to a judgment that, okay, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eating so many sweets, and that is where he is there. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, let me just give up these sweets. And he just renounced. He did not retaliate, did not say anything, but just stopped this. So many examples which are there. And Arjuna was told by Krishna that, okay, you are a Kshatriya and you are fighting, and if you are giving up all these things and running away from this battlefield, then what is the use? People will call you as coward. And the same Krishna is also called as Ranchodray. He also ran away from the battle, but of course for the higher purpose. So that is the fear of ego death. So these are different five types of fear broadly, and there could be further classification also, but we are not here to discuss that. So is this fear good or bad? So many times, of course, people think that, okay, fear is bad and we should not fear. There is a fear to fear. So, but there is a healthy fear also, especially for devotees, they can do this. Because why fear is healthy? When we know that, okay, this particular glass of milk is hot, so we are fearful, okay, that let me not just gulp it directly. If I gulp it, what will happen? It will just burn my throat, my tongue. So, it is important that we have to have that knowledge of fear, that, okay, this fear is also important. So, devotees are fearful about their pride, to become a proud person. Madhvendra Puri, when he was in Remuna, he was actually offered, the Lord himself, Gopinath, he stole kheer for him and kept. And when this news went across in this the whole village, people came to see, and he was fearful of that pride, that I don't want this pride, and he just left that place and went. So that is the fear of pride. There should be a fear. If you look at, like, Haridas Thakur, when he was leaving his body, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see him and saw his physical condition and told him that, why are you chanting so many rounds, 192? Just give up there. You can reduce the number of things. The Lord himself is telling, and he's saying, no, I can't. I don't want to give up my commitment. So he had that fear of not giving up his commitment. And the most important fear what we should have is the fear of offending a Vaishnava. In Bhagavatam, another incident which takes place is about the four Kumaras. They go to meet Lord Vishnu, and the Dwarpal are there, Jaya and Vijay. And they see that, okay, these four kids, they are coming, they are nude, they are not wearing any clothes. Where are they going? And he just stopped them that, okay, get lost. You can't enter this place. And so they were actually the Brahmanas, sages. So they counter-cursed. They got angry. They cursed him, that both of them, that you can't stay here. You have to go to the material world. So this was a counter-cursing which was happening. And when Lord came, both of them, both the parties, like four Kumaras as well as Jai Vijay, they became fearful of offending, the consequences of offending the Vaishnavas. Because four Kumaras, they were Brahmanas, sages, and these are the people, they were servants of the Lord directly. So we have to be very careful not to, and be fearful about this. Fearful of associating with bad people. One small story which I came across. So there was a pig. He pig and she pig, they were a couple, they were going, and they started thinking. The he pig wanted to show that, okay, I am, how powerful I am. And there was a he elephant and she elephant, they were walking, and he went in front of them and stood. And the he elephant changed the course, direction of his walking. So again, this he pig went there. Again, he had to change the direction. So the she wife, she asked him that, why are you so fearful? You know, it's such a small pig. Why you want to be fearful of that? So he said that, I am a servant of the Lord. I serve Lord Ranganathan. If I associate with this pig, you know, I will not be able to do my service. So better I avoid this. There is no point that, you know, showing my fearlessness to in front of them. So these are like some things where devotees also can be fearful and can be fearful. So how do we overcome this fearfulness and how we become the fearless person? So to become a fearless person, there has to be a higher purpose. Always there is a higher purpose. But this fearlessness also is can be seen in a completely different ways. You know, there is a fearlessness in the mode of ignorance. We see that the terrorists, you know, they are fearless in terms of they are willing to give up their body. They tie the bomb in to their body and just go and blast themselves, to kill themselves, to kill so many people. So that fearlessness is in the mode of ignorance. There is a fearlessness in the mode of passion. So any of the adventurous sports, you know, that is the, like, there is no fear. People are doing, jumping from the height and jumping from the aeroplane. So many things are there. So there are, so there is a fearlessness in the mode of passion. And of course, the warriors, the soldiers, they are fearless because they also have a higher purpose to protect their country. So they are also fearless. I remember, like, in our school days, nowadays I don't know in the schools, which is, but in history, of course, we always learned about Shivaji Maharaj and his soldiers. So Baji Prabhu Deshpande was one of the soldiers like this. And I very clearly remember the description is there, that it was said that when he was protecting, he was fighting with hundreds of soldiers, Mughal soldiers, his head was cut off. There were only a handful of them were there. His head was cut off, and the description is that his body was still fighting. With the two swords in his hand, he was still fighting and killing. So, I mean, we can't just imagine these kind of things, but that is the kind of fearlessness in the mode of passion which we can experience. And of course, there's a fearlessness in the mode of goodness, where the people who are like freedom fighters, and they are ready to go any kind of torture or any kind of patience. They are fearlessly, patiently fighting the battle. So that is a mode of goodness, the fearlessness in the mode of goodness. And of course, devotees, they do not just have the higher purpose, they have the highest purpose. And what is the highest purpose? The highest purpose to please the Lord, please the Vaishnavas, that is their purpose. That is why Hanumanji or any of these devotees, they are actually so glorious, because they did not think about self and they fought for the pleasure of the Lord. So, we can see in Bhagavad Gita, if you just analyze that, Bhagavad Gita actually begins with the sense of fear. And it ends with fearlessness. How we'll just briefly see this. That Arjuna, when first of all, the Bhagavad Gita starts with the query of Dhritarashtra, inquiring from Sanjaya. That where are we? This is the Dharma Chetra, Kuru Chetra. This is a holy place. What is going to happen? My sons who are evil, are they going to still win? So he had that fear. So he was asking that whether they can still win. Duryodhana, he may be acting very diplomatic and showing that, okay, there is no this thing. But his veneer could not actually disguise the fear when he saw the military arrangements of Pandavas. So so much of fear was there. And not only them, not only Kauravas, from Pandavas, Arjuna himself, you know, he was having the fear that he have to kill his grandfather, his teacher, Bhishma, Drona, and they will die in the battle. So he had that fear. And he says, he actually, the visible fear is seen. It is that he tells that my whole body is trembling and my Gandiva is slipping from my hand. So he's telling this to Arjuna, that Krishna, that this is my condition. So very visibly fearful. And how do we overcome? I mean, Krishna gives the faith. Most important thing which is required to overcome fear is that we have to have faith. And the spiritual advancement would directly proportion to the kind of amount of faith we have. And we spoke about spiritual realization. Spiritual realization means development of faith. That it's not just about reading Bhagavatam and hearing Bhagavatam, but actually by that we should be able to develop that faith that Krishna is there with us. So Krishna actually tells in Bhagavad Gita in 2nd chapter, 40th verse, he says that Neha Vikramasta Asti Pratyayo Na Vidyate Swalpam Api Asya Dharmasya Trayate Bhavatim Mahato Bhavad. So he tells that even a small endeavor on this path will take you advancement on this path can protect you from the most dangerous type of fear. Krishna gives that assurance in Bhagavad Gita. So whenever there is a doubt, we have to understand the nature of Krishna. Krishna doesn't give up his reputation of saving his devotee. So he has to maintain his reputation also for his devotees. That if I leave them, what will happen? So he wants to maintaining his reputation, Krishna, he is willing to go to any extent. And we see that from many examples. The other thing which is required is shelter. When Pandavas blew the conch shell on the battlefield and the hearts of Kauravas were shattered, they were fearful. But when Kauravas, they blew the conch shell, the Pandavas' hearts were not shattered. And why this? Because the Pandavas had the confidence that Lord Krishna is with him. Kauravas were disheartened by seeing the unexpected management, arrangement done by the Pandavas' military force. He was not expecting that. But Pandavas, they had this knowledge. Arjuna had Lord Krishna himself sitting there. And he had the flag of victory. On that flag, who was sitting? No one but Hanumanji, who was also a servant of Lord Ram. And who helped Lord Ram in winning that battle. So he had that kind of strength which was available. So the Pandavas were always taking shelter of Lord Krishna and his devotees. So third thing which we have to do to overcome fearless is surrender. So what is surrender? That it is a one point surrender to believe that Krishna will protect me. At least that much faith one should have. Srila Prabhupada tells, child, he has he surrendered to his parents, mother and father, that they will protect me. So Srila Prabhupada narrates one small incident, like in Bengal, Calcutta, when Prabhupada was traveling in a tram with his 2 years old son, and he was sitting on his lap. The conductor asked him jokingly, "Give me the money, the fare for the ticket." And the son of Prabhupada said, "I have no money." So the conductor said, "Then you have to get down. You can't travel." So he said, no, here, my father is here. And so you cannot ask me to get down." So Prabhupada was laughing and he was sharing that this is the psychology. When you have a big man sitting behind you And we don't, as a devotees, we don't have just one big person. We have a series of Guru Parampara sitting behind us to protect us apart from the Lord. So, that is the surrender. And Arjuna did that. Arjuna ultimately says to Krishna that, okay, I have lost all my composure. I have become miserly. I am weak, you know. And now I am asking you, please tell me what I should do. Please accept me as your disciple. That is the surrender. That is the thing where we can overcome the fear. Another last, quickly, I will just cover the scriptures. Here Prabhupada talks about Srimad Bhagavatam. And we always recite this verse of Nashta Prayesho Bhadrishu. It removes all the evil things from our life. And Prabhupada writes in this purport also that Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the chance to change the quality of anxiety from matter to spirit. And this is done, like Parikshit Maharaj is showing us how we should do this. He has taken shelter of Sukhdev Goswami and all the sages. So association of devotees is something which is very, very important for us to learn and overcome this. So at the end, Bhagavad Gita ends with in the 18th chapter, 66 words, Krishna tells, Sarva dharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam vaja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshe yashmi ma achuchaha. So he says that just surrender unto me and you will be protected. And he says, do not fear. Ma achuchaha. So that is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. So many examples which are there from the scriptures, but we have examples of Prabhupada himself. His name was Abhay. His parents gave the name Abhay, just like that. Because he not only was fearless, but he created the legacy of fearlessness. We see so many examples how devotees like Shyam Sundar Prabhu and many others who left from America, went to England, they had nothing. Fearlessly they just went and preached. They themselves were not very, they had spent many years, but they had just that faith that Srila Prabhupada's words are there, his blessings are there. We see that recently in the Ukraine also, how devotees, they have been serving, in spite of all these war conditions, they have been serving food for lives and doing so many things. And some devotees got killed also, but they are fearless about that death. I'll just quickly tell a couple of things which are nice experiences. I met one devotee couple few days back in the hospital, and they were sharing with me that how they had elderly one son, almost 9-10 years, and now they are planning to, when the son was about to be born, the Mataji had complications. It was almost like she was going to die. It was that serious. It was in some hospital there. And the doctors, the big doctors, they all told her that, okay, now this is the child you have. Now no more child. You can't have any more children. If you are attempting, then it is a suicide. But somehow this couple, they had faith in the devotees, in the Lord. So they went to a devotee doctor, got the guidance from them. And after getting like Garbhadhan Sanskar and everything, all the things possible from material side as well as from the spiritual side, they delivered a baby girl a few days back. And when I met, so they were talking that how they are confident in the association of devotees and the faith of the Lord. So that is the kind of fearless the devotees are showing. In this own congregation also, we have a legacy of fearless devotees. We remember His Grace Mahaprabhu Prabhu, His Grace Srinadhji Prabhu, and so many other devotees. I want to mention one name here, which is basically devotees. फॉर देम डर के आगे जीत होती है. दिस इज नॉट जस्ट एन एड फॉर देम, इट इज दे एक्चुअली लिव दिस लाइफ ऑफ फियरलेसनेस. एंड वन ऑफ दिस एग्जाम्पल इज अवर डियर गॉड ब्रदर हु रिसेंटली लेफ्ट अस, हिज गेस वंशीधर प्रभु. एंड फॉर कंक्लूडिंग आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू मेंशन द कोट विच ही ऑलवेज मेंशन. ही सेज, माया का दास सदा उदास, कृष्ण का दास सदा बिंदास. So that statement everywhere, I mean many times he quoted, and that nobody will in this congregation will forget that statement. And with this sentence, let us be fearless in whatever we do in the service of the Lord. That is what we can pray. And I seek blessings of all of you that I can also practice this. I don't have that realization so much, that being fearless. But yes, with the blessings of all of you, even I can also do that. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
हरे राम, हरे राम, राम राम, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम.